Somebody before we say one or two this afternoon. Can we have the chorus, please? There's a miracle in the making, one just for you. The Father is walking here right now. Your prayers has been heard, and the answer is on the way. Oh, there's a miracle in the making for you today. Let's take it two more times. There's a miracle, there's a miracle. In the making, one just for me. My Father is walking it right now. My prayers have been heard. My prayers have been heard. Oh, I know my answer is on the way. In the making for me today. You can personalize it for yourself. Oh, there's a miracle. I know there's a miracle in the making. Oh, one just for me. My Father is walking here. Prayers have been heard, and my answer's on the way. There's a miracle in the making. One more time. Oh, there's a miracle. There's a miracle. I know. Making one just for me. My Father is walking here right now. My prayers have been heard. My prayers have been heard. And my hands are on the way. There's a miracle in the making.
might not come the way you expect it, friends. And many a times it will not come the way we are expecting it. If you don't mind, let's just bow our head. Father, we thank you once again this afternoon. You are the author of this world. You are the revealer of the same. Father, we submit ourselves to you at this time. The presence of your word, O God. Lord, that once again you will be gracious to us, Father. Lord, being the last service of the day, Lord, we just depend upon you for help. We depend upon you for grace. We depend upon you for another miracle, O God. Do it for us, O God. That your name will be glorified, O God. And the blessings will forever be ours, O God. Thank you for hearing. Bless your word in our heart, O God. In Jesus' name. St. Luke chapter 7. And from verse 1. It said that when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum, and a certain centurion servant who was there unto him was sick and ready to die. Go ahead with me, I will do a little reading of the prophet. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he will come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, that he was worthy for should do this. For he loved our nation, and he had built us a synagogue. And Jesus went with them. And when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. You believe that? But say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers. And I say unto one, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turn about and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And they that were sent returning to the house found the servants all that have been sick. Amen. God bless you. You can please be seated. And while you are seated, let us look at Matthew's account of this man. Matthew chapter 8. And let's have verse 11 or verse 12. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 12. When the man sent word to Jesus through his friend, and he said, tell Jesus to stop. I'm not worthy that he should come to my house. Neither am I also worthy to see him. Let him just say a word. Amen. And I know my servant will be well. Look at Matthew's account. He said, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it unto thee. And his servant was healed in the same hour. Do you believe miracle? same hour. That's the God we serve. I don't know what you come with tonight, but this preaching tonight is to people that are sick, and maybe to people that are very worried and are going through circumstances of life. I want to tell you that God knows about it. Do you believe that? Can I have John chapter 14 and verse 12? You believe God knows about it? I was thinking before that I was going to take another message and talk on family life, because I like to talk about family life. And I was just thinking this afternoon I was going to talk on family life. And I think I even shared it with my wife, because when the thing was right, so okay, today I want to talk about family. I think I've not finished that, my topic on family. And but you know, sometimes we ministers, we understand when the thing is going, it will not just click. And I came to church, I was still thinking, okay, maybe I will still talk. But I saw that, no, Joseph, just like we used to joke, don't go and make a fool of yourself. If God is not telling you to talk about family, just close everything that you know you want to talk about family. Close it and say the one that God wants you to say. And let me just say, I've learned now better. Sometimes it is when I'm just walking and entering the church that the message is just coming, honestly. And within 10, 20 minutes, I'm just writing, okay, whatever, you just give me where you will just say, so, and look for the scripture, I look for the quotes, and just put it. And I've seen that has been the best of the services. But sometimes the one that I try to write and study, sometimes that's not the one that. So while I'm just thinking, somebody will say, continue on this one. Maybe for the sake of some people that missed it, or they were not here on Wednesday. And maybe for somebody, like I said, this is just a message to those that are sick, to tell them that God still heals. You believe that? Now, John chapter 14, it says, verily I say unto you, this is a very familiar text and a very familiar passage of the Bible that we are used to. The works I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Do you understand that? The works that Jesus do, you will do also if you believe on Jesus Christ. And greater works than this shall he do. Ram explained. Not that we will do better than him, but because he's gone, we will continue in the ministry. He said, because I go to my Father. Now the next verse say, and whatsoever, this is a very powerful secret. Yet, just as we had in the morning, this is a paradox in scripture. If you can catch the revelation of this statement, I tell you, you can use it to get anything that you want from God. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, he said, that will I do. That who may be glorified? Pastor Martins, Brother Joseph, or any of the ministers? No. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. The next verse. If you shall ask anything in my name, he said what? I will do it. Do you believe God? If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another word, comforter. This for you that is weary. That he may abide with you for what? And we have that comforter. That's the person of the Holy Ghost. He will abide with you forever. It's a promise. Let's have the next verse. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. What a promise. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. It looks as though it's not there. But you see me. Because why? I live, you shall live also. Do you believe that? This morning, I was telling my children, I said, Jesus Christ live. And I think while I just finished my little admonition in the family altar. We started singing that song, Up from the Grave He Arose. And as I was singing it, I don't know, I just forgot the inspiration of the song. And we started coming to church. And while I was just driving to church, and I just pretend. That's why Brother said, you as parents, be very careful. Sometimes you think that these children are not watching, they are watching. And they said something very powerful. They said, the Son is following us. And while they said that, the thing just packed me. I said, oh, these children want to cause something here. But I was just trying to contain myself. Then when we got to another place, the second one, my daughter said, is he following us? Then I began to wonder what can be going through their mind. Then I say, yes, the Son follows everywhere that we go. Then I think maybe it was their mom that was trying to say something that is the S-U-N. Then I said, hi, these people, they want to cause trouble. I said, just as you are looking at that S-U-N, following you everywhere, that is how the S-U-N of God goes with us. We had this morning. It's a promise. Jesus said, I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. If you can catch the revelation of that, you know that the person that you are dealing with is more than human being. The person that you are even dealing with, if you have gotten him, is in your inside. Amen. That is why you understand that prayer is a powerful tool that you can use to bring God down. If we understand that tonight, before the time is gone, you will use that same power. Amen. Because there is power in spoken word, and there is power in prayer. Why do you think the prophet used to say, distance is no barrier? It is on the basis of the revelation of this scripture that the centurion had, that just speak the word. Amen. But man will be on the pulpit sometimes, and they will bring requests to him. And he will say, okay, let us bow our head. Lord Jesus, I pray for my so-so sister somewhere. Just be with her, heal her, and may she be well. In Jesus' name, amen. That's all. And just as we had this morning, from the USA Paradox, many doctors will send in their patients to the doctor, to the prophet. Because why? This was more than the prophet. Now from the message, the authority, Jesus on the authority of the word. Preach 1954:02-17. 54:02-17. Jesus on the authority of the word, paragraph 29. Let's see one account. We're very familiar with this testimony that the prophet gave. It's about the man, congressman option. But along the way, in that message, Brother Bram gave some other account of people. I just want us to see how God acts and how God works. Sometimes it's not the way that we are thinking. Now, Brother Bram said, amen. And when it looked like God would have healed him, that was the congressman. God would have healed him when he was young. 17 years old, you see, and no wait. Now, God did not heal him there. God had to wait till he was 86 years. Can you see how God works? Why would God wait till 86 years? It's God. You cannot question him. Amen. Why would God take a boy that is not up to 30 years? It's God. We cannot question him. But sometimes again, we can use the power in the spoken word to permit me to use that word, to call God back and say, God, no. Help me. I want it this way. Amen. Yeah. Now, this man, 17 years, not wait till he's 86, rather, and his back, his bone, you can just imagine, somebody that was bedridden for 66 years, all his nerves would have broken. See, for 66 years, rose to his feet. This man rose to his feet. It's not a story. You believe that? Just like in the service as we are. Amen. Of course, Satan will say you will break his back if he will get up from there. But you see, that is what Satan said. But God had also said. God has said, then the word was manifest. See? And the man was walking normally and well. Passed through the United States, the Great Britain, and all through the known world. Even sent Joseph Stanley a letter of it. Personal friend of churches. Many of you, you've seen the congressman of the congressman offshore. I suppose after his healing. Now, paragraph 30. Rabban said, and now, what is that? It is the word made manifest. And if it is not too taking much time, I want to finish this testimony in about a few minutes. On my road home, coming home, I came in and my wife said to me, she said, Oni, your old friend is dying. And I said, who? He said, it is Mr. Orr. Was a minister of the gospel. This man, by medical science, he understand that what he was going through, he know that it is on. He was on his way to die. Just like one of my sister friend that had this demon came, and I didn't know that she had lived with it for years. And I was just saying, God, you were gracious that you even gave her that long years. If he had pleased God to deliver her from that cancer, I know he can do it. Yeah, because he did it in the case of this brother. Now, when little Georgie Carter had been laying in her bed down there for 9 years and 8 months, you know, and never heard of the city in my life, little place, and the Lord gave me a vision, went there and healed her, and she come off the bed after laying there for 9 years and 8 months. Weighed 35 pounds. If you like to write her, you can write to her, Mrs. Georgie Carter, Millstone, Indiana. She's my pianist at the Millstone Baptist Church. You all know her. She had TB. And she was very thin, worse than Florence Nightingale. Rabban said, until she can't even undo anything, you can imagine. But when God gave the prophet a vision, he said, go by the way of the carters. And God that was walking in that line with the prophet was also walking in that house. The mother of the guest said, before the prophet came in, she saw like the picture of the prophet on the wall. That's to tell you how God works. Amen. Now, it depends on your faith. Amen. If you don't want to die, do you hear what I'm saying? If you don't want to die, you can use your mouth and say, I don't want to die. Like somebody was saying in UCH, there was a patient that was crying, I don't want to die, I don't want to die. They said, and doctor has given you all that. Before this guy go back. You know, that's how they used to have their language. I think, was it me or me and somebody? Okay, I think it was me when I went for test a few days ago. And they were talking and they said, my head's in park. I just laughed. I said, these people think I'm ignorant person. How does that what you mean? I said, the man is dead, Abby. They now look at me. I know that is, they try to keep those things. Now, let's come to this one. That the prophet was saying, Reverend Howard, you know. Reverend said, and then Mr. Hall, he had been converted, which was a very foul man, and he was converted in that same meeting, and is the pastor down there. Now she said, Mr. Hall has been pronounced with a cancer of the liver. Said he's laying at his sister's house, and his sister married the judge of the city's brother, and is down at his house, and they brought him up there, he's dying. And he's been calling for you. This was Sister Mida calling the prophet. I said, well, let's go down and see him. And I went down to see Brother Hall, and it was just as yellow as the color. I remember something again this morning. I think we were coming, we saw a child with yellow eye. And I told my people, I said, that child, he has a disease. And sometimes people look at me and say, are you a doctor? I said, it's a demon. Yeah, because if you follow the prophet life very well and you follow medical science, you understand those things. Your eyes is supposed normally supposed to be white, clear. But when you see it getting another color, it's a devil that is there. Amen. Now, cancer. Just yellow as the color, cancer in the liver, and started off, you know, it started with a liver cirrhosis. You can see how Satan started. And it graduated into cancer. I said, who is your doctor, Brother Paul? For those of you that don't believe to go to the hospital, this is another message for you. Brother Brown asked that other reverend brother, who is your doctor? This thing, all that we can do as ministers is to pray, but we know that medical science can help you. So, bro, who is managing this case for you? Yes, somebody must. The fact that we believe the message doesn't mean that we should be ignorant. As much as I believe in faith, I believe that when you are sick, go to the hospital. Can we say amen? As much as you see me preach here, if I go back now, I will take my medication. Yeah. Because I know one quench. Oh, sure. This body is physical. It is not redeemed. Because Satan is inside this body. Then when you have to recognize that. But again, you can use the word of God to silence that demon. Amen. But when you have to take drug, please take drug. Now, I said, Brother Hall, who is your doctor? And they say, Dr. Dima. Dr. Dima is a bosom friend of mine. I just want us to see something here. And I said, what about it, Brother Hall? He said, well, Brother Braham, I guess it is just the end of the road for me. Amen. Said, I guess that is just about all that can be done, lest the Lord undertakes for me. I like the faith of this brother. I think that is all that can be done, except where? God can do something. He still believe in that condition that God can do something. Then I said, well, I will pray, Brother Hall. And we did what? Prayed. There is power in prayer. You believe that? I tell you, there is power in prayer. And the next day, I went back. And what happened? It was worse. God also tried the prophet. So sometimes, we want to, God asks the reason why he does something sometimes. The second day, he was still worse. Looked like he was dying. Oh my. When I was reading this, I just went, oh God, how many kids? Sometimes you just, some people just flash to you and just, oh God. And Mrs. O come out and said, Brother Brown, do you know anything? being a prophet. Maybe did God show you a vision? I don't want my husband to die. I said, sister, oh, I pleaded with God. You can imagine that. I did what? Don't let this brother die. God, please have mercy. You will see why the prophet pleaded. He's a young man. I pleaded with God just with my heart. And the word is still the word of God. You can see the faith of the prophet also. But it just hadn't felt right then. Amen. Well, it hadn't been given to me. It hadn't been given to him. But it is still the word of God. And just hadn't anchor right. So we went down again. And Mrs. Hall said, Brother Abraham, is there anything you can do for him? It's not the healer. Brother Abraham is just a medium. Just like any minister and any brother that will exercise faith. I said, do you know any other doctor? Can you see that? The wife was asking, Brother Abraham, is there anything that you can do? Brother Abraham said, is there any other doctor that you know? Let's try. Since Dr. Dima is not able to manage this thing, let's see another doctor. I said, doctors is just like anything else. You got to have faith in them. Amen. I love the prophet. Then I said, yeah, Dr. Sam Adaya here in the city is our doctor. Amen. Very fine man. Went to school with him. We fished together. We hunted together, we played together, we walked together now. Amen. And he sent his patients which they can't handle in medical realms. Are you there? There are some things, no matter how they put their kidney, they will never see it. It is demon, especially this cancer. You know, it's very, it will just be biting small, and be taking the life. Now, let us watch. Rabbi say, I will tell them, take off to Brother Abraham. That's what he said. And you ought to see what has been done for him, Dr. Sam Adaya. People will pay him, do this case for us. When he says, this one passed my power. Oh, yeah. You know, Will Abraham, go to his meeting. Even you get there, just make sure you get the prayer card. You see, once you can get the prayer card, that is all that you need. And his patient will come. Straight, God will just be examining them. I can see a black shadow. You have so. Dr. Adaya did not see that. When he finished X-ray the case, some he will pronounce them well. Some he will tell them, go back to your doctor. You will be well. And that man had success from the relationship with the prophet. Baba said, well, for you write him and ask him about it. He's a specialist, good at his job. Amen. I call up Dr. Adaya and I ask him if he will go down and see Mr. Orr. He said, I will go read the x-rays of the hospital. Of course, he has a record. And he went and he called me back. He said, hey, Billy, he's got cancer. I tell you, is there anywhere you can send him? He said, you might send him over to Abel's Clinic in Louisville. You see, the thing is, he's passing their this one has tried, he cannot send him, refer him to another one. And let it be examined. Took him over there and got an ambulance out. He was nearly dead. Are you there? And took him over there and they wouldn't give them the diagnosis. Call back Dr. Adaya. That is what we're experiencing today. You see how sometimes the doctor will play with you. He called me up, said Bill. I said, yeah. Said, your preacher friend is going to jump overboard in 4 days. So what it means is that he's going to pack up. Your friend, I just gave him 4 days. He's going to die. I said, he's going to die, doctor? He said, yep. I said, man, ain't nothing you can do? He said, Bill, you can't take his liver out and have him alive. You know that now. The problem is in the liver. Once we take the liver, it's a dead man. So what do you want us to do? We just give him 4 days. He said, there's nothing can be done. The man is dying. Said, he's a preacher. He ought to be ready. That is Dr. Sam Adaya telling the prophet. I said, oh yeah, he's ready. But he's a young man. I said, he ain't over 55 years. Plenty of work yet he could do for the Lord. I said, why God is taking him? I don't know. He said, well, babe, that is hard for anybody to understand, but we just have to accept it. You know, doctors are very good in that. What we call, they don't fast it up because they have seen so many cases. I said, that's right. So that was a hard thing to go tell Sister Orr. But I went down that night and I said, Sister Orr, the doctor said in 4 days, Mr. Orr will be gone. What a message. He's going to die in 4 days. And she started crying. We can only imagine it. We're not there. Now, Sister Orr, you must remember he's a Christian. This is the prophet now admonishing her. You know he's a Christian. He's ready to go. And if this early tabernacle be dissolved, Sister Orr, there is one already waiting. I said, see, it will be far better off. Of course, you will be lonesome. At your age now, no children. I said, you will be lonesome, of course. But you must remember, God knows what is best. And is working what is best. Do you believe that? She said, Brother Branham, has God ever said one word to you about it? I love the faith of this family. Even still, the prophet said, your husband is dying 4 days. After she wept, she said, has God not still said something? I love that, sister. That is the way of faith. Keep pushing. Keep pressing until you get the result. Amen. I said, Sister, oh, he hasn't said a thing to me. I said, I pray all my heart. Ah! You can just imagine that. Maybe he's just going to let him die. Said, do you think he's going to die? I said, yes, Sister O. I believe he is. I believe he's going to die. Cause all the evidence, everything is against him. As far as I know, there is nothing can be done. It must be the will of the Lord. I said, I couldn't see. And so she started crying. Poor old thing. And it was just barely living. He could just hold out now. And then he was self-conscious most of the time. And the next day, I had one day off. And you know, I like squirrel hunts. Amen. If it's another person, the person will say, what is his friend? His friend is dying. And the carrying God, he wants to go and hunt. What kind of man is this man? But so I had my little old 22 rifle there, and I was going to squirrel hunting out in the woods to get some rest. I usually go out there and sit under the tree to go sleep the rest of the day. Why? Because I just get away from the crowds for a little while. Because you know what it is around the house up there. Let us leave it like that. The next morning, real early, we got through with the crowd in the house about 12 or 1 o'clock. And I set the clock to alarm me at 3 o'clock to jump out. The prophet is a very, I thank God for the life, he's a hardworking man. Let me go that way. Love him. 3 a.m. out of the house. That was his plan. See? And I got up really early and got my little old rifle, squirrel rifle, and my old axe and started off to go squirrel hunting. And as the prophet, you know, was going, I look out on the wrong way, there was nobody there. And when I started through the room just to get out, I went into the hall, and there in the room, a little bitty old apple. He was not sleeping. You know, he had set his alarm. He was already awake. Now, old bitty old apple about that green around and naughty warm eating. And I thought, why we made her put something like this here? What did my wife put that on the wall for? That was the horriblest looking thing. You have seen the little old apples like off of a tree that hasn't been sprayed, you know what it is. Just really naughty and hard looking thing. And so I thought, what she put that on the wall for? And I started on through and I look again. This was a vision. And it wasn't on the wall. There was no wall there. It was hanging where? In the middle of the air. This is reality. And I realized there was something to eat. I knelt down immediately. Went on his knee. God is here. This is a man that God had trained. Amen. I said, what will my heavenly father have his servant know? Something is here. There is something that he wants me. What is it? The prophet man was not even going to Mr. Orr. Then I looked, and here was another one. Another apple now come, hanging by its side. And then another one, and another one, like that. Five of them are there. Well, clustered like five of those little naughty apples. Then a great big apple with red streaks on it and yellow. And it just made chomp, 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 chomp all the five. like that. Eat all the five of them. And then the apple disappeared. And this light, that was in the picture that you have all seen here, it was right hanging above it. It went like that. I said, what will my Lord have a servant know? He said, stand on your feet. Amen. God still speaks. But you have to get to that realm. This was beyond the realm of medical doctors now. This case, Dr. Dillman could not handle it. Abel's Clinic could not handle it. Sam Adaya, doctor, could not handle it. But the chief physician was more than able to the task. And he needed a man to do the job for him. And he found William Brown worthy. Amen. He said, stand to your feet. I stood. He said, thus say the Lord. Of course, it cannot fail. Go tell Mr. Orr that he will not die. But this was the man, 4 days, he already said he was going to die. Go tell Mr. Orr he will not die but live. And that was it. No squirrel hunting that day. He dropped the gun. I ran back and I woke up midday. Come on, stand up. I got a good news to tell you. And I told her about it and she said, oh, can I go with you? Of course, she saw one that. I said, yes. And we got ready at the break of the day and we went down. Can you see how God works? His ways are past finding. Brother Brown was planning one thing. God was planning another thing. He just set apple there. The prophet was already even condemning his wife, not knowing that it was God that placed the apple there. May God teach us. May we be humble to learn from him. It's no secret what God can do. Then I said, yes, and we got ready. And they had him back rubbing his hand, you know, all of the therapy and the physio section they would do. You see, and I went in and I said, is it gone? But the prophet had a message. And they said, no, he isn't gone, Brother Brown. But he is just going. But he's not yet gone. He said, he's struggling. And his eyes are set in the back of his head. What a horrible picture. I said, Sister Orr, she said, what are you looking so bright about, Brother Braham? There's something about it. I like that, sister. Papa, wait, then. Why are you so happy? You are very happy this morning. Then he said, I said, I have thus said the Lord. Oh, no one ever know what that means then. She said, is it good? I said, yes. Said, oh, what? I said, just come in now. Gather everybody around the bed. And we got around the bed. Mr. Orr's eyes was setting back like that. It was real yellow. No blood. And he kept screaming. Someone rub his hand. He said, I said, Brother Orr. He was already gone far. But not yet there. Brother Hall, can you hear me? He said, who is it? I said, this is Brother B. He said, oh, haven't I gone yet? Because he said, no, that Brother C. D. here. I said, you are not going right now. Brother Hall, I have thus said the Lord. I seen this morning about 2 hours ago in a vision and told him what it was. And I said, Brother Hall, you are going to leave. That was all. Walked out of the room, went home, and I called my friend, Dr. Adaya. I said, Dr. Adaya, I said, you know what? The man that was going to jump over in 4 days. Yeah, is he dead? I said, no, he isn't going to die. He said, what? What are you saying? What do you mean? I said, he is going to live. Okay, no, he said, how? Is he going to live with that cancer in him? I said, I don't know, but he's going to live. Cause the Lord has said so. And that is the word of God, positive. Do you believe God to that level? See, there it is. It is right ground now. And then he said, well, believe. He said, I never wanted to doubt you. Because I've watched your ministry, I've watched your life, I've watched all the cases I've sent to you. But this one, this one passed my own medical examination. I had to refer him. And you say, this man will live? God is no respecter of persons. See, I said, I have seen many things. He said, and said, I've seen many things done. I never doubt you in my life. But the old doctor will have to see that. We need to examine what happened. I said, well, you won't die with old age until you see it. And I said, you will find out. And I went up to area Pennsylvania and through there, made a 6-week tour, come back one day. And I was going to Africa after that. And we had a hygiene well, this time. And it seated about 5,500 people. And some of you probably was there that night. As all I know, even the people present. And we had one night in the gym, so many in there, and they had about same amount on the outside, police and everything, trying to keep the order for this one night. And when I got in, the people just piled, see, you couldn't see where they were, just everywhere. And I happened to look, sitting in the front of me, there was Dr. Badi, a good friend of mine. His wife had been here with asthma at my house. I said, glad to see you, Dr. Badi. He said, well, thank you, Bill. He stood up, and I looked there, and there was sitting in the bleacher, there said Dr. Dilma from corridor. I said, oh, how do you do, doctor? I am glad to see you here tonight. They were coming for something. I happened to look, standing in the door there, stood Dr. Samadaya. He couldn't get in. I said, how do you do, Dr. Adaya? I said, I am sorry we haven't got a seat for you. He said, well, the Lord, may the Lord bless you. Yeah, and I happened to look, sitting there. There said, brother, all red back. Do you understand? There said, brother, all. Amen. He waved at me like that, you know? And I said, Dr. Dilma, now, the prophet of that suit. Do you remember a patient that you had here not long ago named William Orr? I said, Dr. Adaya, do you know the one that you said was going to jump overboard in 4 days? And I said to the whole doctor, you know, and the whole doctor had to see that. Hovio said, yes. I said, do you want to testify, Brother Orr? And he said, praise the Lord. Do I want to testify? And he raised up and gave a testimony there. They taken him out and examined him that same night and couldn't find a trace of it nowhere. Do you believe God? Do you believe God still heals? No trace of it nowhere. The last sermon, because of this time, the power of God. If you can only believe, all things are possible to them that believe. 55:10, 55:10:06. Prophet was talking about brother there also that was hospitalized. Paragraph 20. Well, now, Mayor's brother told me I just had a few days left in my body of life. That I was going to leave, and I believed them. I said, well, it looks like I'm gone. And then the Holy Spirit revealed to me, your ministry is just beginning. Hallelujah. No matter what Mayor's brother said, I didn't think of what they said. I thought what God said, that he's my healer. Yeah, not long ago, standing in a hospital with a young fellow about 6-7 years ago, maybe a little better, a young man dying with black diphtheria. It is still the same old devil. Those things, they are not coming again. It is still the same demon, but there is power to cast them out. The old man called me to go pray for the baby, or the boy rather. He was about 15 years old. And the boy was dying. The doctor wouldn't let me go in and said, you can't go in. You got children of your own. And I said, well, I will just take the risk. He said, but you will take diphtheria to your children. Yeah. I said, if I got faith enough to go into the diphtheria, I got faith enough that God wouldn't let my children take it. Can you see the position of the prophet? He said, you can't do it. The boy was Catholic by faith. I said, now, if I was a priest here standing, and was going to give this boy the last rite, would you let? He said, oh, he said, that's different. I said, no, it isn't. This is just as sacred to us as the last rite will be to you. Well, I outtalked him. Amen. And so he went up and dressed me up, you know. People that understand, they wear, give you that white masquerade tee and jacket and zip you up. If you are not careful, you will feel very hot in it. I remember when COVID was very strong. Car was a terrible time. Well, I couldn't hardly see where I was going. Yet I come through there with a gown dragging way behind me, you know. And I have never known me, you know, you have never known me there.
Of course.
So that is very funny. I walked down there, right through there, it was right. You know, it was all right. There was one way of getting there, and that is following the rules. Always play the game square, and you will win. And so I went down through there, and the mother and father went along. There lay the boy dying. He had been unconscious 2 days, and I went around. I tried to talk to him. He wouldn't talk. So I knelt down and looked at the father. He looked at me. The tears was in his eyes. I laid my hands upon the boy and he said, dear Heavenly Father, I said, you said, I am the resurrection and life. You was the one who promised us these things. And this father of this child has called me here to pray, believing that you sent me to pray for the sick. And this father prayed with all my heart, the prayer of faith that will touch your garment. And with unfailing faith, as far as I know in my heart, I believe for this young man to recover. I said, I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
And the prophet raised up.
The old father looked over to the mother and he said, oh mother, isn't it wonderful? The boy is just as God as you ever was, as he ever was. And he said, oh, I am so happy. And the little nurse standing there weeping, she turned around and she says, sir, I don't understand you. Do you know your boy is dying? He said, no, ma'am, I don't. She said, well, now, he said, my boy is not dying. My boy is going to live. Said, God promised it. Look, what? It is good to have faith, the woman said. I'm not saying it is good you can have faith. All you these church people. Sir, but sir, I tell you, some kind of a cardiograph, see, or what they was doing, some kind of a machine that they set there and they are put on his heart, said, where it ever goes down like that, it never been known in all medical history for it to come over back. Said, sir, the boy can live over about 3 to 4 hours. So don't waste your time fainting. And that old man, I never will forget. Oh man. He put his hand upon the shoulder of the little lady, probably in her late teens, and said, sister dear. He said, you are looking at that machine. That is all that you have got to look to. But me, I am looking at something else. You are looking at machine. Me, I am looking at a divine promise. Amen. And the next morning, the boy took his breakfast. He's married today and got a child now. The woman, all she knew was to do was just what the machine said. But the old man looked where faith pierced beyond that. And he saw God, who was able to do the exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ever think or we can ever ask. He saw that God. Amen. Who has promised never to fail us. You believe that? Or to leave us. Or to forsake us. It depends on what you are looking at. The Christian looks at things they don't see. Do you believe that? Because they walk by faith. Is that right? We believe it because the Bible says so. And they believe it. See? And that is how we believe. It's because God said so. Faith tested. Faith tried. It proved out 100%. God is under obligation to answer that faith. If you don't mind, let's rise to our feet tonight. John chapter 14 says, if you shall ask anything in my name, he said, ah, we do it. For 1 minute now, while every eyes are closed and all heads are bowed, just as we had in the morning, many times when we have opportunities like this, I don't want you to take it for granted. Take it as an opportunity. Say, God, I key in again tonight. You might have been carrying several ailments. You are the only one that know it. But I tell you, there are some diseases that is beyond doctor. I don't know why. It just had to take me to read it this way this afternoon. That is beyond doctor. If you can only believe, you will also give a testimony like Reverend William Orr. You will testify to the glory of God. If you can look to that God who is able, who is willing, abundantly above all that we can ever think, or we can ever ask him, just tell him what you want. Say, God, this is what I want from you. Why all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed. Only believe all things are possible. The Gentile faith is to speak the word. It is the Jews that are always looking for signs. You just tell God, this is it. As we bring the service to a close, beside those that are the altar, we just request the associate pastor to help us cement all that you have prayed and you have told God this hour. Only believe all things are possible. When you believe God like this, there is going to be a performance. Believe that you have not spoken to thin air. You have spoken to the God that see. You have spoken to the God that have. Thank you, sir.
Thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. I'm convinced that it was God that arranged the sermon to let this come on top of what we have had in the day, paradox, to help the faith of somebody, to cement it and push each one to the junction where doubt will completely disappear from them. I believe with these two outstanding testimonies you have had, all doubts should vanish from our hearts, knowing that the God I will serve is a God of paradise. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Gracious eternal Father, your word is life. Lord, this has been recorded, Lord, for several years now, laid in the tape, a testimony, an act of your mighty God. All the people that we have their name read there, they probably will have gone by now. Both the doctors, both the patients, even the prophets, they have crossed from this life to the other side. But you, our God, you remain the same. The testimonies are kept there to be able to help us in our own time. That is how the gospel is done, is passed from generation to generation, from hand to hand. Say, let your children tell their children, and your children another generation. That is how you have ordained it to be. We thank you for the gospel. We thank you for testimonies. We thank you for the power of the living God that is ever living and unchanging. We bless your holy name. These things that we have heard, it just to tell us that that same God, he can do the impossible. He can do what the doctors cannot touch, what science cannot touch. He can do because he's a creator. He can create a brand new even liver if there is need for it. He can create a new heart. The every part of the body, he has the part with him to replace anytime it is needed. We thank you very much. Dear Lord, as many as this message this evening is targeted to us, as many as their faith have risen up on account of this that we have had, and Lord, you are not a disappointment to whosoever will put their trust in you. Dear Master, may you grant the desires of their heart, meet them at the point of their knees. May doubt completely vanish from your people. Lord, may you send completely fear away from whosoever. No matter what science or doctor have to say, that is not the final say. The final say is the word of the Almighty God. Even when the prophet himself has said that he believed that the brother would be going, you have not said so. Because you are the one that have the final say. Until you speak, every man's word is our idea and opinion. And it could be a lie. Yours is the truth. One thing we also thank you for is that you are never too late. Lord, something that remains just 1 to 2 days, Lord, for the life of the man to go out. Have consciousness, have unconsciousness. You came here at such a time and your word was pronounced. What happened practically, we cannot explain. The doctors cannot explain. Oh God, we are so grateful unto you. One thing that matters is that you walk in mysterious ways, your wonders to perform. As many as have cases, situations that man cannot help, that doctors cannot help, that science cannot help, that no human being can help. You are the help of the helpless. You are the hope of the hopeless. May you move on the same, Father. May we see your power. May we see your glory. Let it rise up a testimony in continuation of the testimony of you being alive. Oh, gracious Lord. When there is no more testimony, then you are dead. But because you are alive and you can never die, there will continuously be a testimony of the power of the resurrection. Whatever is dead in the life of your people, may they rise up, oh God. May the quickening power of the living God quicken every destiny, Lord. Bring them back to life. Let it be their Father. We bless your holy name. We are grateful unto you. These blessings you have blessed us with, may they remain permanent, oh Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Both those that came to the altar and those that raised their hand up, Lord Jesus, whichever way, thou art God that seeth every heart. Despite every effort of the devil to bring unbelief or doubt or fear, may you stand for your people, oh God. Let the pillar of fire follow each one to confirm the blessings unto them. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Bless your servant you have used, Lord, for the service. And let all the honor of his ministry. Blessed be your wonderful name. This prayer covers everyone that is within the voice of this prayer and the voice of the message. Let it happen, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. The servant who has gone to Bakata to bring him back safely. The one that went to Abeokuta to bring him back safely. Give us a wonderful week, Heavenly Father. As we look into the week, may the week be void of problems. May be void of chaos. May be void of sickness. May be void of every whatever the enemy might want to put across the way of your people. Clear the way for us, Heavenly Father. Give us a wonderful week that is full of testimonies, that is full of your blessings, that is full of your glory. Let it be, Father. Bless the students in their schools. Bless the workers in their offices. Bless the business people. Let your children prosper, Heavenly Father. Make us head and not the tail, dear God. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. The service before us on Wednesday and that of Friday and that of Sunday, may they all be wonderful. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for granting this petition. Take us home safely. Lord, may we enjoy the night, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. You can be seated. Let's right. We thank the Lord for the privilege to be in church today. I hope and I believe that everybody that come to church has gotten something from the Lord. Like you are not going back the way you come in. The prophet said you can't even. That will not happen. You see that you are worse or you are better. I want to believe that everybody is going better. God bless you richly. We welcome the twin sister of Alagwa. She's there at the back. That is the Taiwo of Brother Kenny Abioye now. She, I don't know how to call her now. Stand up, let her see you first of all. Before I say the next thing, let her see. God bless you. That's it. God bless you. Can have your seat. That's the twin sister of Brother Kenny Alagwa. Maybe she's Zacchaeus, the business woman. But one day, when she's in the leaves, she will come down. She has been baptized by a pastor, so she has so. The Lord bless you. Yeah, the Lord be with us as we face another week and give us the riches of his blessings. Shall we rise? than him and then Andy Smith. And God has been gracious to us. Hasn't he? He has been gracious to us. So, all right. In my life, I've been wrong since Jesus gave me to fire. I am blind in my soul, with so long I have sought since Jesus gave me to my eye. Since Jesus gave me to
Elohim.